This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Italy's tally of coronavirus cases and deaths continues to soar, with officials on Saturday announcing new day-to-day highs of 793 dead and more than 6,500 infections. AP's Ben Thomas has more on the world's battle against the virus.
A running tally by Johns Hopkins University puts the number of confirmed coronavirus infections at nearly 287,000 worldwide, while the death toll is approaching 12,000. In the U.S., the number of confirmed cases is approaching 20,000, while 275 people have died from the infection. Spain now has the third highest number of infections after Italy and China, and on Saturday it reported almost 5,000 new cases. Hospital wards there and in Italy are overflowing, while Britain has asked 65,000 retired nurses and doctors to return to work. The number of people who have recovered from infections is also rising, approaching 90,000. I'm Ben Thomas.
Italy has closed all parks and is banning its citizens from venturing outdoors except for essentials like food, Matthew Lerotondo reports.
All parks will be closed. People cannot leave their homes even for exercise now. And in the worst-hit region, the military is now joining police to enforce it. People can only venture outside for essential needs like food. To make matters worse, the death toll may actually be far higher than official tallies. The mayor of the most badly hit city, Bergamo, in the country's north, has reportedly said that he believes it may be as much as four times as high in his town. The mayor told the Huffington Post that elderly are dying at home without testing, so the true numbers may be underreported. Other town mayors in the area have told him the same. In Genoa, also in the country's north, a cruise ship is being repurposed as a hospital ship.